Okay, so we're going to start today's daf Lama Dalet. We're going to start two lines in the bottom of Gimel Lama Beis. Today's daf is, again, it's just one of those daf in that Rav Meir Shapiro did not have this in mind when he made daf Yomi. Or his concept of daf Yomi was very different than our concept because it can spend a lot of time on it. Okay. Right. So, or he learned many, many, many more hours. Okay, so the Mishnah had mentioned that Kol Mitzvos Aseh Sheh Zman Gramo. Any mitzvah say that is time-bound, and then you have to define what that means. Well, that's the shir in itself. So we'll say any time-bound mitzvah that the men are obligated and women are pturos from. Now, a mitzvah shelo azman grama, if it's a mitzvah say that is not time-bound, then both men and women are chayavim. Of course, that's not across the board. There are mitzvahs say shezman grama that women are chayavos in. There are mitzvahs say shelo azman grama that women are pturos in. The Gemara will talk about them. Prime example is coming up is Chilas Matzah. Chilas Matzah Pesach is Mitzvah Seishas Van Grama. Women are obligated in. There's a limit as to why they are because they're obligated in the lav. So if you're obligated in the lav of not having chametz, you're obligated in the assay. Same thing with Shabbos. But again, it's not a complete clause. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, we learn in our Braisa. Ezohi Mitzvah Seishas Van Grama. What are examples of Mitzvah Seishas Van Grama? The list is not exhaustive. What are they? There's Sukkah. Right, eating in the sukkah, because it's only during the 7 days of Sukkot. Lulav, because it's only during the 7 days of Sukkot. Shofar, because that's only on Rosh Hashanah. Those are all positive commandments that are bound by time. Vitzitzis, we'll talk about tzitzis in a minute. Vitzitzis, the tefillin. Tefillin as well, is Mishra Seish Tazman Grama. The Ezehi Mishra Seish Loas Man Grama. What is a positive command that is not dependent on time? That would be mezuzah, putting up a mezuzah in the house. Women are obligated to put up a mezuzah in the house. Women can make the bracha on fixing the mezuzah, despite other people
not
saying,
my house.
What?
Not my house.
Well, they are permitted to. Makeh, making the gate on the roof of their house.
Defense
on the gate. Aveda, to returning Hashavas Aveda. Shiluach HaKan, sending away the mother bird when you need the eggs, and you want to take the eggs and send away the mother bird, and then you keep the eggs. So, what are each of these things? Spend a little time on that. Well, let's go a little further, and then we'll get to it. Zumar says, "Uklalahu, is this really a klal? That's a rule that kol mitzvah zman grama women are pturos." But Zumar is going to say, "What hare matzah? Like we just said, you have matzah. That's a mitzvah zman grama on the first night of Pesach, at least. Simcha, they have simcha on the shlosh regalim. Hakel, to come together at hakel at the end of Yovel." The mitzvah zman grama v'nashim chayavos. Those are time bound mitzvahs, and women are obligated in performing them. Visu, and more so on the other way, hare Talmud Torah. You have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah that is not time bound. The pasuk says v'gisa b'yom v'layla. It's all day. And prira rivya, to have children. It's not time bound. Upidyon aben, redeeming the firstborn. The lav mitzvah zman grama. Who? Those are not time bound mitzvahs. V'nashim peturos, and women are exempt. So what do you tell me? Klaluhu. So Rabbi Yochanan's going to come up with another klal, another rule. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ein lemeidin maklalos. Right? You cannot learn. You cannot imin maklalos. You can. The rule is you can't learn from rules. That's basically what he's saying. Ein lemeidin maklalos. Just because it says klalu doesn't mean that's exhaustive. Vafil b'makom shenemar chutz. Even if it says chutz, meaning it gives an example. The Tanan, the Mishnah in the Erevin says b'chol maklokus. What Erev we're talking about over here? But Bechol me'arvin, with every Erev. So some say it's Erev Chatzeros and Erev Tchumim, others say it's just Erev Tchumim, but Bechol me'arvin, you can use any food item to make the Erev, mishatvim, and that's Shituf Mavos, that's what we call Erev, but that's putting all the Mavos together, Chutz min'amayim me'melech, except for water and salt, and they're going to be asked over there for Suleka, and you can use everything but water and salt, v'ha'ika, kemiyin, upitrios, you have these sort of mushrooms that you can't use, Ella ain lemeidim in a klalos. You cannot learn out from general when it says a klal. Afilu makom shenemar b'chutz. Even if it says chutz. So the klal is you can't learn out from a klal. Okay. So now.
Isn't this
really klal prat? No, klal prat is from Sukkim.
Because right after the klal you have a prat.
But where in the pasuk? Not quoted the pasuk.
The chutz is the prat.
But that's not a pasuk. Klal prat is the way is a yud gimel midrash Torah to drashas behen. Now there's no yud gimel midrash mishnayos from drashas behen. It's from the that's a pasuk. That's how you learn that from a pasuk. Okay, so the Gemara had mentioned a bunch of things regarding that a mitzvah seish has man grama. So number one, it says tefillin, it says tzitzis with tefillin, or tefillin with tzitzis. Tosos asks, well, What is that? Why is Tefillah Mishnah Seisha Zman Gramos? Look at Tosos. Afal Gav, the Kaim Ulam, a Komets Rabba. Even though we said in a Komets Rabba, the Laila Zman Tefillin he. Laila is the Zman Tefillin. Why? You're supposed to wear Tefillin at night. The Halacha, the Ein Morin Kain. But just that's the Halacha, but you just don't tell people because we're afraid they're going to fall asleep, the Gemara says. So why is it a Mishnah Seisha Zman Gramos? It's 24 hours, it's a 24/7 mitzvah. Answer is it's only a 24/6 mitzvah. Right, mikol makom shaper havi mitzvah seishes man grama sharei ein noagin b'shabbos asu b'yom tov. It's not on Shabbos and Yom Tov. What about Chol Moed? So whatever. So the question is what goes right. So Gemara says therefore it's time bound in that there is a time where you're not obligated to do it. It's 6 days a week, but there's one day a week where you're not no obligation, where it's specifically exempted. So that what makes tefillin time bound, right? Kedashin reperka motzi tefillin lefisha ein srichan os. The Shabbos gufa ikri os, because you don't need an os on Shabbos. Can they see if ki os he? What about the tzitzis? Tzitzis is a problem. There are many girsos that don't have tzitzis in this brayso because the tzitzin the chayshvina and hacha mitzvah seishes man grama omeri the hainuk Rabbi Shimon that goes only goes according to the shita of Rabbi Shimon. The beperakash treilos it says in Menachos the savar laila's loves man tzitzis. Who holds that at the nighttime there's no obligation for tzitzis? Upoter nashim. And therefore he says that women are exempt to the Isa Hasa, V'chein Halacha, David Perik B'Madlikim, he says that's, but the question is, the tame, go a little further down. It's a major machlokus about whether the law...
It's just on night at night.
Question, but... That's only according to Shita Rav Shimon, but if you remember the Gemara Menachos, the tame, Heichi Chashiv Mitzvah Seisha Zaman Grama, L'manda Amar Tzitzis Chovas Talzi. There are those who say that tzitzis is a chovas talis. I mean, it's not on a gavra, it's on the beged. Kevon the kli kufso chayev mitzitzis. And any type of beged that you would wear, your obligated kli is obligated with the tzitzis. V'hasam lekas man grama klal. Then there's no zman grama there. Because the bein biyom bein belayla chayovim doesn't make it's a major machlokas. It's also brought down in the Rishon. The machlokas it's looking in the siman of tzitzis, and it's machlokas Rambam and the Rosh as to whether it depends on the time or depends on the beged. Meaning, according to those who say it depends on the beged, if you're wearing pajamas during the day, you would be putter. But if you're wearing you know your regular clothing at night, you'd still be obligated.
There are the
what so. It's one or the other. I mean, we're knowing that it's we wear them at night, but only on our big day, chol, on our big day, you know, our regular clothing. We don't put tzitzis on pajamas.
At least
slept in that type of beged.
Maybe.
But we're talking about a four corner garment.
Of course. Right. We're knowing to purposely put on a four corner garment.
Right.
If you had a poncho, whatever the poncho is, and you say you slept at night.
Right. Maybe you would have to wear tzitzis. Yeah. I don't know. So it says, and it says, "Afil leman d'omer tzitzis chovas gavri." Even if you say that tzitzis is an obligation on the person, kasha the kamok the ksus laila patura because she loshe b'yom hachinami ksus yom chayevus because she loshe b'shem laila. So maybe on the obligation on the individual, but it would only be based on the beged, which means it's not a zman grama, it's a beged grama, and the woman would be obligated, right? Kish the hachemim Yerushalmi, the quotes Yerushalmi ksus yom day clothing she loshe b'laila chayevus b'tzitzis v'im kain. Hechi chashiv le zman grama. How would this be a mitzvah? Since it's be a mitzvah, say zman grama according to the shita. Kevin shechayev chayev as ben bayom or ben balayla. So many rishonim take out tzitzis from this, and maybe because tzitzis is only mitzvah says zman grama according to one shita menachos, not according to both shitas. Then Tosfos gives an answer, quotes the Ri, and honestly, I'm not sure I understand what he's saying. Va'omer Ri, kevin shechiyuvo tali b'mashe hazman garam levishasa bayom. Because there is time. Time is not what obligates you. Time is what determines what beged is obligated in tzitzis. Meaning daytime begadim are obligated in tzitzis. Nighttime begadim would be pater mitzitzis. So it's still a time issue. Somehow.
But
it's a little removed.
Daytime begadim in the night would still be
obligated. Right, but what is what determines you just because you happen to be wearing daytime begadim at night? What Histosa seems to be saying is that what determines what's obligated is time, because the time determines what type of clothing you're wearing. I'm sure it's like another level down of what Zman Grum is, but I'm not 100% sure. I think maybe, I don't understand, I'm saying maybe you can just say that this is a raya, that you paskin, that that tzitzis is time bound, that tzitzis is based, is based on, it's according to the shita, of the time of the day, not of the beged. That's only according to one shita. You're only giving me the limud based on one shita menachos. The Gemara menachos has multiple shitos as to what that means. I know he doesn't say that, but that's what we're taught. But that's not only one shita. Not all the shitos in the Gemara. Okay. Next, Koso says, is you have the concept of makeh, aveda, shiluach hakan. All of those are mitzvos hasei shelois mangrama. And the Gemara is stating that only because these are non-time bound mitzvos would women then be chayavos. Toso says, I got a question. Tema le Rabbi, I don't know who his Rabbi is, b'chol hani k'siv lav. You're telling me the only reason why a woman is obligated in these mitzvos is because it's not as time bound mitzvos. But there's also a lav associated with all these mitzvos. And we know once you have a lav associated with the mitzvah, if you're chayav in the lav, you're chayav in the yasei. So don't tell me the only reason we're here is that you're obligated is because of, it's not time bound. Even if it was time bound, you have a lav here, right? Of course, he says tamei le Rebbe, b'chol hani k'siv lav, b'makik k'siv lo tosim domi b'vesecha, right? And then he's and a little further down, ubavei denami k'siv lo sucha l'salim. You can't withhold your eyes. Ubishlocha kan k'siv lo tikach emal bonim. The imkain, right? In the third. Middle size line. V'im kein eich yu nashim peturos afilu heim zman grama. Why would nashim ever be patur in these situations? Even if it was zman grama, v'ha hishve kasev ish l'ish l'chol lavim shem shabatora. We know when it comes to onish, when it comes to lavin, women and men are completely equal. Women, so if there's a lav, they're obligated. So I mean, the Ritva I think says the question even better. He says timui milsa. He says lamali l'chivyuni u'bahainu mehay taima. Why am I only obligating women because of this reason, in that it's not time bound? Typically, the ismechol chabinayu lo sase. Each mitzvah here has a lav. V'nashim chayavos bechol lo sase, and women are obligated in every lav.
What's a lav on the Shabbos?
Lo sucha l'salim. Tosfos quotes. Right, the pasuk says hashev tashev lo sucha l'salim. You can't withhold. You can't close your eyes. You have to go return it. So there's a lav associated to all of these. So Tosos gives two answers. The Omer Ri, you see the Omer Ri, the Bikulu Mishkachas Behu Asei below Lav. Tosos says, I can figure out in each of these instances a situation where there is only an Asei and the Lav wouldn't apply. So if I can figure out a case where the Lav wouldn't apply, then the only reason why, and then the only have left there is the Asei. So the only reason why women are chayavos is because it's not zman grama. But had it been zman grama, they would be. Because once you remove the lav, I only have one reason, which is that it's not zman grama. He says, "Well, Marie, the bekulu mishkachas wasei below lav b'ma'ake." Right? He says, "Ein shayach lo tosim damim ela b'bonei abayis mitchila al menashe lo glasos makah." The iser of the lav of not building the makah only applies if you're the one who's first building the house. If you're first building the house, but if you had in mind to build the fence, you put it up and it fell down, then there's only a mitzvah to save, and then women would be paturos if not for the fact that it's not as time bound. He says, below lav. You can also find the case of an aveda without the lav. He goes, you took it. You took it and you wanted it. Your intention was to return it. Right? Or you took it after there was yeyush. You still have a mitzvah to return it, but you don't have to, I guess, and there's no lav. Tahashta lesbu lav. The lokul tuchalasalim. You don't have the lav of tuchalasalim. Because if you only have the lav of tuchalasalim is if you picked it up with intent not to return. If I had intent to return, and then I just changed my mind, or whatever reason I couldn't get to it, I don't have the lav. I don't have the mitzvah to say if I shave tashivim. But that's answer number one. Right? That's what it says. And to Ritva says the same thing. The itzrich zizminim, the lesbu asay, because this examples of where there's no lav. Answer number two, Tosfos says, the yesh mefarshim. It's the end of the last middle-sized line. He says, "V'yesh mefarshim to mikol makom ika nafkusa kishili ish l'kayim mitzvos aseh." There is a difference. Okay, there is ika nafkusa kishili ish l'kayim mitzvos aseh. The I have a mina the noshim peturos may aseh the lavs man grama. Right, if we say that the women are peturos from an asay that is not zman grama, kamokain ye peturin min halavim, you can have a situation where they would be parted from the lav. The ikul emaymar the asi asay v'dochi los asay. Avakin shein chayovus baasay the lav zman grama as lo yavo asay achavid chenu. He says you have to put in the concept that they're obligated here because it's asay. Don't tell me the only reason why they're don't tell me they're obligated here because of the lav. Because if, let's say you have this, we know the klal is, I know the klal is an asay doche los asay. I have a lav not to do something, I have a mitzvah say to do something, the asay wins out. But an asay is not doche, a mitzvah that has both an asay and a los asay. So right here, what would happen if you didn't obligate the women because of the mitzvah asay, and you're only obligating them because of the lav, then if you had another mitzvah asay, it could be doche, the los asay. But now that I'm saying that women are obligated also because of the reason, because of the mitzvahs asay, because it's not time bound, so there's an asay and a los asay. If another mitzvahs asay came in, it would not be doche. It would not be doche the mitzvah. So whatever situation you come up, let's say just for example, if you had another asay when it came to mitzvahs asay, she has a shavuot that picks up on a veda, and if we'd say that the only reason why she's obligated to return the item is because of lo sucha lo salim, if there's another asay at the same time, that would doche her lo asay of lo sucha lo salim. But if you say that she's also obligated in Hashem Tashivim, because it's not a mitzvah say she's mangrama, so she's obligated in the mitzvah say, and she has a lav, if another mitzvah say comes along, it can't be doche, her mitzvah. She still has to do it, because it's an asay, it's not doche, an asay, and a los asay. Okay. That is basically Tosos. Okay. Right, and if you look at the next Tosos, Chomer Arvin, that's what I mentioned outside, we said that everything you can make, you can, the next short Tosos, we said, that, quoted the example, of that there's no such thing as a rule, other than there is no rule, even if you say chutz. So we said, what the case of a chol ma'arvin, everything you can make an eruv, perish b'kuntros, bein be'eruv chatzeros, bein be'eruv tchumin. He says, it's both an eruv chatzeros and an eruv tchumin, v'lo nehire. He says, no, because the eruv chatzeros, but in pas. An eruv chatzeros, you need bread. L'kach nire b'chol ma'arvin, it's eruv tchumin dafka. It's not to make an eruv tchumin of an enclosure, but not an eruv tchumin where you can extend your 2,000 amos. Okay, I said it backwards before, but that's. But wait, we'll go with the way it says it inside. Okay.
Is this how we pass him?
I don't know. What, by Eir Tchumim?
No, by mitzvah says she has mangrama.
What about? Women are not obligated in most mitzvah says she has mangrama, and women are obligated in most mitzvah says she has mangrama.
I mean, in terms of the law, and the
what do you mean?
No, I'm just saying in terms of, you know, having the offsetting asay against.
And we pass that an asay is not doche, an asay no asay. Okay. Fine. Now, mitzvah sashesh has mangram nasha peturos. Gemara says minolan. Okay, wonderful. We all have this. What's the source? Where do you learn this from? How do you know? Okay, minolan. So, gemara mitfilin. We learn it out from tfilin. Right? Ma tfilin. Just like we know that tfilin is a mitzvah sashesh has mangram and nashim are peturos from putting on tfilin, like we'll see in a moment. Af kol mitzvah sashesh has mangram nasha peturos. Basically, we learn it out from binyanav. We know that tefillin is a mitzvah say shezman grama, and women are not obligated. So too, all mitzvah say shezman grama, women are not obligated. Utfillin, how do we know tefillin, women, how do we know, that's our source. So how do we know that source? What's the source for the source? Utfillin, gamra la mi Talmud Torah. Tefillin we learn out from Talmud Torah. Because there's a hekesh of tefillin to Talmud Torah, as we say in Shema, it says, shenatam vanecha, which we know only means men. And then it says, ukshartim lo sal yodecha. Right, and it says that, so the Gemara says, Uma Talmud Torah Nashim Peturos, just like we know Talmud Torah Nashim Peturos, because it says, Vishnantim Levanecha, and we say, Levanecha, Lo Levanosecha, and then there's a Hekesh in the Pasuk, Av Tfilin Nashim Peturos. So when it comes to Tfilin, women are Peturos. And what's the reason why women, so, I don't know, it's funny. Women are Peturos, because we learned that from Sefer Torah, because there's a Hekesh from Talmud Torah. But now we're just taking Tfilin as a source, as all Mitzvah Seish as Mangrama. Torah is not a mitzvah seish as mangrama. Tefillin is a mitzvah seish as mangrama. What? But we're learning that tefillin are peturos, women are peturos, from a hekesh to Torah, which is a different type of mitzvah, and then we're expanding it across the board to that all mitzvah seish as mangrama. But the Gemara says that pasuk also compares tefillin to another mitzvah, ve'nakish tefillin mezuzah, because it says ukshartem al yedecha, and then it says ukshavtem al mezuzos misecha. So why don't you compare tefillin to mezuzah, and we just say mezuzah women are obligated in. So the Gemara answers, because if you look in the Pesukim and Kriya Shema, there are two parshas. Tefillin are compared to Sefer Torah, to Talmud Torah in both parshas of Kriya Shema, but it's only compared to Mezuzah in one parsha of Kriya Shema. He says, Tefillin the Talmud Torah ikish main be parsha Rishona, in the parsha of Kriya Shema, or main be parsha Shniyah, and also in the parshniyah of the Hayah, right? We mentioned before, it says Mishnatum Vanecha, then it says Ukshartim Losa Yadecha, and also it says in the second parsha, it says Ukshartim Losa Yadechem, and it says Limad Zotam Ez Benechem. So it's compared to both. Tfilin, Limezuzah, Parsha Shni Lo Ikish. Tfilin and Mezuzah are only in the same Pasuk in the first parsha of Kriya Shema, not in the second parsha of Hayah Shema. So the Gemara says, okay, so why don't we just compare Vinakish Mezuzah to Talmud Torah? Why don't we care Mezuzah to Talmud Torah? Just going off topic a little bit. If we're comparing things in the Pasuk, Mezuzah is also in the same Pasuk of Talmud Torah. So just like women are Peturos of Talmud Torah, let women be Peturos by Mezuzah. So the Gemara says, you can't say that. Lo Slak Daita. Diksiv, because it says by Mezuzah, Leman Yirbu Yemechem. Right? Therefore, Mezuzah apparently extends life. So Gavri Bayichaye, Nashi Lo Bayichaye, that's unfair. Only men would be able to get the benefit of long life, and women would not be able to get the benefit of long life. I'm not getting into that, because I've been arguing.
They need the same
Shmira,
too.
They need the same Shmira. But this is not saying that it's Shmira. This is saying it extends life. Right? The funny thing is, Tosos asks, well, there's a Pasuk by Tefillin, by Talmud Torah, that says what? The Pasuk says in Devarim, Ki hu chayech v'orich yamecha. There's also an extension of life when it comes to Talmud Torah. So say women are obligated to Talmud Torah. Why? Women don't have that right to extend their life and have a long life. Nevertheless, we're Doresh, then Nashim are Peturos with Talmud Torah. So the Tosfos answers that, when it says, Ki hu chayecha, that Kavanah there is not on Nima Torah, the Kavanah there is on Kiyam Mitzvos. And whenever a woman obligated to Mitzvos, they have to do as well. They get the lifetime as well. Right? Tosfos says that in the Gavi. Okay.
Can you repeat that last statement?
Women, which statement? The Pasuk says, I'll read the Tosos inside. So Tosos says, look at the last Tosos, second line. V'hadik siv kihi chayecha. It says by Torah, kihi chayecha v'orich yamecha. We just said that women also are worthy to have a long life.
Right.
So, but what we say that the women are Peturos for Torah, but Torah also you have a reward of long life. So the mashmah the ishanayim chayeves b'talmud Torah me high timer, right? Gavi baruch chayyim women not. He says yishlomar dekra lo kayal talmud Torah. That pasuk is not talking about talmud Torah. El lekiyim mitzvos. It's only the kliyim mitzvos. Klomar haTorah lemedas lecha mitzvos shehim chayecha. The Torah is teaching you the mitzvos that they are your lifeline. That's your lifeblood. So it's not only specific to Talmud Torah.
But in order to know the mitzvahs, you have to know the basis. You have to learn.
Right. So Rabbi Rosner always says there's the obligation on women to learn Torah is only then there's no obligation to learn, you know, necessarily Shor Shana Zapara. But women are obligated to learn all the Torah that's okay to them, which is basically Aruch Hayim, Yerodeya, Evan Ezer, and Choshen Mishpat. So that's Rabbi Rosner says. According to Rabbi Rosner. Why is Choshen Mishpat not obligated to them?
Most men don't learn that.
What? Okay. So, but men, it is mostly true.
They don't have to learn anything about the Sukkah.
What? So the things that apply to them, they don't have to, but the things that do apply to them, they have to learn all the Hilchos Shabbos they have to know.
It's not true.
They have to learn all the Hilchos Shabbos. They have to learn all of Hilchos Yontif.
Correct.
They have to learn all the Hilchos Pesach. They have to learn pretty much most, if they're in business, they have to learn most of Choshen Mishpat. They have to know all of Hilchos Nida. They have to know all of Basar Bakala. They have to know all, men not learning it doesn't mean they're doing the right thing. They have to know all of Tyrovis. What, there's a lot.
But they're learning is not in the midst of Talmud Torah.
I understand, but they still have to know it for the concept of the mitzvahs. That's the concept of the mitzvahs. That's what he's saying.
So basically, they have to learn what they have to know.
Right, but as Menachem's saying, is that their limud is not midin Talmud Torah. Their limud is midin. Their limud is midin.
Just exaggerating.
Very, very minimally, but very minimal exaggeration. Hilchos Sukkah, okay. Hilchos Mezuzah, they have to know.
Tefillin,
they don't have to know. Sitches. It depends where. No, but that is.
Tefillin,
they don't have to know. In a Konami, but for the most part, I mean, what's your definition of exaggeration? 80%? 75%? 60%? At what point do you get to the exaggeration?
Safra.
Okay, so you'll find things, but for the most part, anything that requires day-to-day, daily living, like a halachic Jew, they would have to know. but their mitzvah, as Menachem pointed out correctly, the mitzvah is not probably not midin Talmud Torah. It's a mitzvah midin kima mitzvahs.
Right.
Okay.
Don't say that in Drisha.
Drisha. Don't say it anywhere else in the neighborhood. Okay. That's also, they don't have to learn it. They don't have to necessarily learn it. You know, go. They have to know the halacha. They don't have to know it. They don't have to know
that's
the. Right. They have to know the halacha. Okay. So then the Gemara says, okay. Vahare. Now the Gemara asks. We just said that that women are pturos from mitzvah seishas mangrama is learned from tefillin. But now we have a mitzvah. So it's learned out that all mitzvah seishas mangrama were pturos. But now we have the concept of mitzvah sukkah. The mitzvah of sukkah is a mitzvah seishas mangrama because it says basukos teishu shivas yamim. They have to sit for 7 days. Nevertheless, the Gemara they give a reason for taima that women are pturim mitzukah diksev rachmana haezrach. The pasuk says kol ezrach v'yisrael yeshu basukah, and we learned that ezrach is lahotzi sanashim. That's the brayso in the Gemara in sukkahs on daf kaf ches. I mean, you need a special limud of haezrach to pater women from a sukkah. Why? It's a mitzvah seishas mangrama. What do you need a special limud? Says have lav hakei nafshin chayavos. Without Ezrach, one would be obligated. So Amar Bai, Bai says it's the rich. I need the pasuk of Ezrach because sakataita chamina. I would have thought hoel diksiv. It says by the pasuk of Sukkah, by the parsha of Sukkah, it says basukos teishu, and we learn teishu kein taduru. You're supposed to live the way in the sukkah like you live in the house, and therefore ma dira ishu ishto. In a house, men and women live together. So too, af sukkah ishu ishto, men and women should live together. So you would think that women, there would be an exception to the mitzvah of sheishas mangrama rule. Therefore, the Torah says Ezrach, it's only an obligation on the men, not an obligation on the women. The Ramah actually brings down that for those who don't sleep in the sukkah, this is the reason. This is one of the reasons it gives them, because it says teishu in kaduru. If the man's sleeping in the sukkah, he's not going to be with his wife. And therefore, they say you can go sit. I mean, whatever. Listen, you're obligated to sleep in a sukkah. We don't sleep in a sukkah. For those of us who don't sleep in a sukkah, it's for look for heterum, not to. It's cold, it's marriage dangerous, whatever the situation is. Okay. The Rava Amar, Rava gives a different answer as to why you need the pasuk. Right? Itzterich, we're on the top of Amud Beis right now. Itzterich, because Sakatai Dechamina, you would have thought when it came to the mitzvah of sukkah that it would also be an exception from the rule of Mitzvah Seishas Mangrama, and woman would be obligated, because we learned the Gemara Gzeri Shava of Chamisha Asar, because it says, Chamisha Asar, L'Yom L'Chodesh HaShavi, Hazeh Chaga Sukkos, and the Maisa, coming up, it says, Chamisha Asar, Yom L'Chodesh Hazeh Chaga Matzos, and Ma Matzos, which is Mitzvah Seishas Mangrama, and women are obligated, Ma Matzos, Ma Lahalan, Noshin Chayavos, by Ichilas of the Kazayas of Matzah, Afkan Noshim Chayavas. You would say that women are also obligated in the midst of Sukkah. Therefore, Tzricha, the Pasuk of Ezrach, to exempt them. The Gemara says, okay, I'll give you another example. You have Re'iyah. He says, Vahare Re'iyah, the mitzvah of Re'iyah, the mitzvah of going up to the base of Midrash and the Yomak of the Korban, the Olos Re'iyah, on the Shalosh Regalim. That's a mitzvah says Mangrama, only applies 3 times a year. Right? 3 days a year to go do that. And then nevertheless, the Pasuk says, the Kasa Rachmana, the Pasuk says, Yere'e kol zechurcha, which is Lahotzi Nashim, explicitly your males. Why do I need that explicit rule, limud, to exempt women? Right? Ha, lav haki, Nashim chayavos, without that woman be obligated? It's a mitzvah seishas mangrama. So Gemara says, no, it's trich, I need that limud. I would have thought, Nalef, I would have had a Gzeir Shava, Re'iyah Mehakel. It says, Yere'ekol Zechorcha by O Korban Re'iyah, but it also says, by Hakel, Bevo Kol Yisrael Le'ra'os. There, by Mitzvah Hakel, it says, Kol Yisrael. Everybody has to come. So you might have said that just like women are obligated to make Elias Aregel by Hakel, they would be obligated to Sholosh Regalim. So therefore, I have the pasuk of Zechurcha to tell me that they are exempt. Then the Gemara says, okay, wait a second. We just learned from a Mematzino, you know, that women are Peturos, the Mitzvah Seishas Mangrama, we learned it from Tfilin. Vadi Alfina mitfilin the Petura. We learned from Tfilin that it's a Mitzvah Seishas Mangrama, and women, nevertheless, women are Peturos. Neleif misimcha. Why don't we learn from the Mitzvah of Simchas Haregel, Lechiyuva? Women are obligated in Simcha on Yontif. It's a mitzvah seishas mangrama, and women are obligated in that. So learn from there. Kol mitzvah seishas mangrama, women are obligated. Why are you choosing the exempt mitzvah? Why don't you take the obligated mitzvah?
Is there a pasuk for that?
So, Samachta b'chagecha v'yisach sameach. Okay, so Amar Abaye, Isha Ba'ilam Misamcha. No, you're misunderstanding the mitzvah of Simcha on Yontif. The mitzvah of Simcha on Yontif is not that the woman herself has an obligation to be Misameach. The husband has to be Misameach her. Okay, and the Gemara then asks, Almana Maikla Meimar. Right, it says, Samachta Lechadecha, it's a Samachta Lefnei Hashem Elokecha. And it says, Vayosom Ve'almana Hashem Rekarbecha. So Maikla Meimar, the Almana, who makes her happy? So Gemara says, Bishuria Etzlo. There's no commandment on the Amana itself, but the Amana, if someone sees her, there's a commandment to make her happy as well, or Mnei Mishpacha. But it's not that the women are obligated in Simcha, the man is obligated to Mishpacha. Rabbeinu Tam says, whoa. Samachta b'chagecha, we say to make the Simcha that he's talking about, of making your wife happy, is only Bezman Hazeh. Because Bezman Hazeh, the idea of mitzvah of making Simcha is to buy her takshitim and to buy her things. The mitzvah of Simcha, times the base of Middosh, is eating the carbon.
The carbonos.
And the women eat the carbonos, right? Tosos says, the kashlar bein atam, like in the middle of Tosos Isha. He says, the kashlar bein atam, the hainu bezman she'ein beis emilish kayim, ki demuchuk ba'avri psachim, they come around noshim b'roi lehem b'yayin, right? So buy a lot of wine for yontif, and noshim b'roi lehem b'big day tzivonim. Vahu milso lav mitumka ela bezman she'ein beis emilish kayim. Another reason to dive for the beis emilish. When the beis emilish is built, you want to buy your wife jewelry for yontif. So he says, put some people out of business. But he says, right, Ela Bizman Kidamar Hassan, Bizman Azeh, Ain Simcha Biyayin, Ava Bizmaj Bezim Kayam, Aim Simcha El Babasar, Shinema Vizavakta, Shlomim, Vyachalta Sam Visamakta. So what's going on? That this only applies after Bezim Migdash. So he says, in the last line of the Tosa, second last line of Tosa, Varsha Bein Tam, he says, Isha Baila Masancha Bashami Simcha. It's the same thing, Shalom. Shechov Mutas Al Baila. Yeah, even when it comes to the carbonos, the obligation to bring the carbon is on the husband, and he is then obligated to give his wife from the carbon. Not that she has her own obligation on the carbon. Okay. So I think it's a cute question. The answer is pretty obvious, but it's a good question. Okay. So the Gemara says, okay, I'll ask you another question. Why are you learning it out from Tfilin, the Nalef Mehakel? Let's learn it out about the content of the Mishnah Seishas Mangrama. Let's learn it out from Hakel. Women are obligated to come to Hakel. It's a mitzvah sheishas man grama. So let's say all mitzvah sheishas man grama, women are obligated. Why are you learning out no from tefillin? Learn out yes from hakel. So he says no, because mishum to have a matzev a hakel, shnei ksuvim b'ayin ke'echad, they call shnei ksuvim b'ayin ke'echad, emilandim. When it comes to matzev, when it comes to hakel, those are only two psukim. And if a two psukim teaches a rule, those two psukim are the exception. If one pasuk, if the Torah wants teaches the rule, they just say in one pasuk. By saying in the two psukim, just, it's an exception. So, and it says, and from exceptions we don't learn. So Gemara says, wait a second. So now you have two psukim of mitzvah seishas man grama where women are obligated. We're not going to learn from that because that's an exception. But what about tefillin v'ri'iyah? Tefillin is one pasuk where women are pturos from mitzvah seishas man grama. Ri'iyah is also another pasuk where women are pturos from mitzvah seishas man grama. Why do I need two? That's not mishnei ksuvim b'min echad ke'im melamdin. So I have on both sides, I have two psukim. Why am I choosing one over the other? So Gemara says, no. The tefillin and re'iyah are not shnei ksuvim b'ayin ke'echad. I need both of those. Now, if I need both of those, then it's not, if I can't learn out one from the other, then it's not shnei ksuvim b'ayin ke'echad. So Gemara says, tzrichi. I have to learn out the p'tur of nashim from tefillin and the p'tur of nashim from re'iyah. I have to learn them out separately. The ikhasa rachmana tefillin. Had the Torah only written tefillin, the lo kasa re'iyah, and in not written re'iyah, I would have thought, havamina, nalef re'iyah, re'iyah mehakel. I wouldn't have said, oh, tefillin, the mitzvah says man grama, I'll leave the regular mitzvah says man grama, so just like a part of my tefillin, they're part of my re'iyah. No, I wouldn't have said, tefillin is a mitzvah says man grama, we're a p'turah, it's fine. Re'iyah is a mitzvah says man grama, women are chayavos, because just like they're chayavos by re'iyah by hakel, they should be chayavos in re'iyah by lila regel, therefore I have to have that second pasuk. Okay, v'i kasev rachmana re'iyah, the low cost of tefillin, so maybe would have just said, no, re'iyah, all this re'iyah, women are p'turos. Oh, sorry, I see, mitzvah seishas man grama, women are p'turos. I wouldn't have to write tefillin, because it's also mitzvah seishas man grama. No, I would have thought that re'iyah, they're p'turos, but maybe tefillin, they would be obligated, because, havamina, tefillin, akish tefillin mezuzah, tzricha. I would have thought that tefillin should be compared to mezuzah, and therefore I have to. But it's just a little circular. Because tefillin, we decided that tefillin is learned out from Torah.
Right.
We didn't. This is why would you? And the reason we gave that tefillin is learned out from Torah is because compared to Torah and two psukim, and it's compared to mezuzah and only one into one parsha of Kriyat Shema. So why would I have thought that I would have learned tefillin from mezuzah? It's only compared in one. I would always have learned it from Sefer Torah. I don't understand that.
They keep on hacking on tefillin, but tefillin is not the primary source. It doesn't make sense.
Right, tefillin is the primary source for Mishnah Seishas Ma'an Grama, but it's not the primary source for the Ptur.
Right.
It's learned out from Sefer Torah. But the Gemara gave us the reason why you had to say it was learned out from Torah and not from Mezuzah. And now we're saying, oh, I would have had a Havamin, I would have learned it out from Mezuzah. Why? We just said that you wouldn't have learned it out from Mezuzah. You would have learned it out from Sefer Torah, from Talmud Torah, because it's compared in both parashos, and Mezuzah is only compared in one parasha. There's no footnote on here, so I don't know if it's a good question.
Anything in art scroll?
I don't know if it's a good question or not.
It says Talmud Torah connected to Kulam's.
I don't know. Okay. So the Gemara says, okay, so now we just said those are you thought that those were Shnei Ksuvim and Boyin Ke'echad, but they're not Shnei Ksuvim and Boyin Ke'echad. You need both of them, and therefore I need both of them. I have the limit of Mitzvah Seishas Ma'an Grama that wouldn't have Peturos, but the other two of Matz and Hakel, which are Mitzvah Seishas Ma'an Grama that women are obligated, those are Shnei Ksuvim and Boyin Ke'echad. You can't learn from them. The Gemara says, wait, maybe you can learn from them. Maybe they aren't, each of them is necessary. Let's say that matzah and hakel also are necessary to write both of them, and if both of them are not necessary, are necessary, they're not shnei ksuvim v'loin ke'echad, and we're back to the drawing board, learn from them that Mishnah Seishas Ma'an Grama women are obligated. So the Gemara says, wait, why? L'mai tzrichei, why do I need both matzah and hakel? Bishmai, understand, ikasa rachbana hakel. Had the Torah just written the mitzvah of hakel, that women are obligated to go to hakel, the low cost of matzah, and didn't write the mitzvah of matzah, hava amina, then I maybe would have thought, nelef chamisha asar chamisha asar, I would have had the hekesh to sukkos, and from this hekesh I would have learned, mechaga sukkos, I would have learned that just like women are pturos from sukkah, they're pturos also from matzah. Therefore I have to write matzah. But ella, nichtav rachmana matzah, just write the mitzvah, the matzah, right, the lo bai hakel, and I would know, I don't have to know, write hakel, because va'ana amina, and I would say from svara, Tzveilim, meaning young people. It says by Hakel, it says Kol Ezrach. It says everybody, which includes even even minors. Also, right. Even minors. So if minors are obligated, Chayavim, right? Because it says Hakel Sa'am, it says Vehataf, Nashim Lo Kol Shekein, of course women would be obligated. So therefore, telling me that women are obligated by Hakel is extra, right? Hilkach, Havilahu, Shnei Ksuvim Bam Ke'echad, Eim Milandim. Become Shnei Ksuvim Bam Ke'echad, and therefore not Milandim. So with the mitzvah Seishas Ma'an Grama that women are obligated in is Shnei Ksuvim Bam Ke'echad, and therefore we can't learn from them. The mitzvah Seishas Ma'an Grama that women are peturos from, those are not Shnei Ksuvim Bam Ke'echad. Each one is needed, and therefore we can learn from them, and therefore the rule is, mitzvah Seishas Ma'an Grama, women are peturos, except for certain exceptions. Okay. So the Gemara says, okay, that's all fine and dandy. Hanicha lemanda amar emalandim. That's all great according to the shita that we've just been learning, that shnei ksuvim b'am ke'echad you can't learn from. Ela lemanda amar, but the manda amar says melamdin, Michael Amar. But there is a manda amar who says that two psukim you still can learn from. So what is he going to say? If you're telling me the whole reason why mitzvah seishas ma'an grama is peturos is because the only reason why we can't learn mitzvah seishas ma'an grama de chayavos is because it's shnei ksuvim b'am ke'echad. Because the Ma'an Damar says you can learn from Shnei Ksuvim Ba'an Ke'echad, so he should be able to learn that Mitzvah Seishas Ma'an Grama women are obligated in. So that, the Gemara is not going to get to answer us till tomorrow, on Lamed Hay. He says, Vesu, and more, right, that's Papunai. I think Papunai answers that question on tomorrow's daf. Right? Vesu, another question is, Mitzvah Seishas Lo's Ma'an Grama, Nashim Chayavos Minolan. Well, where did we learn out? You just learned me, okay, Mitzvah Seishas Ma'an Grama women are peturos. Where do we know that Mishnah says shalom? That Mishnah says they're not time bound. Women are obligated. That I don't understand the question. I would think that the default is mitzvos. You're obligated.
Right.
There's an exemption for Mishnah says Ma'an Grama. So now you're telling me. So why do you have to learn that the Mishnah says shalom is Ma'an Grama? They're obligated. The default was they're obligated, and we have an exemption for Ma'an Grama. Gemara is now asking for a source for Mishnah says shalom is Ma'an Grama. What?
That they're
mechuyavos. I'm not sure why you have to
ask. Talmud Torah
can be good. Yeah, what does that mean? Anything? So what? So therefore, the peturos. So therefore, what?
So there's a baseline. They are mechuyav, except for exceptions.
That's what it means.
What? No, Talmud Torah connect kulon. We don't learn anything from Talmud Torah connect kulon. We learn from Talmud Torah. We learned out that women are. We know that women are peturos from Talmud Torah because it says levanecha. Shantal Vanecha. So therefore, we know that women are Pturus from Talmud Torah. Then we compare, since Tefillin are in the same pasuk of Talmud Torah, we say that women are Pturus in Tefillin, and therefore we saw that Mishnah Seishas Magrama, women are Pturus. But we had to make a limud that women are Pturus in Mishnah Seishas Magrama. Why do I need a limud to teach me that the Chayavos in all other mitzvahs? The default should be you do mitzvahs. So, I don't know. He says, therefore what? What does that mean? They're Jewish people. Jewish people are bound by the halacha to perform the mitzvahs, unless there's an exemption. I said, we know that men, when it comes to ones, then ones are chon apatra. Ah, so how do you know they're obligated to mitzvahs when there's no exception? Because they're obligated to mitzvahs. That's the same thing with the women. So I must be a klutz kasha, because I didn't see anything on it. Okay. He says, diyolif mi mora. They learn it out from mora, from the fear of the parents, which I just spent a few dapim on. The Yolof Mimora, right? It says, Ish imo va'aviv tiro'o, and tiro is mentioned in the plural. Ma mora, which is a mitzvah say, shalos ma'angrama, nashim chayavos, women are obligated, because again, tiro is lashon rabim. Af kol mitzvah say, shalos ma'angrama, nashim chayavos, women are obligated. So the Gemara says, v'neil from Talmud Torah. So why don't we learn it out from Talmud Torah, which we say that women are pturos, because it says, shantam levanecha. So learn from Talmud Torah that even mitzvah say, shalos ma'angrama, women are pturos. And therefore, they don't have to do any mitzvahs. Then they don't do anything. So he says, no, Mishum, the Habile, Talmud Torah, Upiria Rivia, Snake Suvim Boink Echad. No, because Talmud Torah and Puravu, which are mitzvahs of Shesh Shalos Mangrama, which women are Paturos, those are Snake Suvim Boink Echad. The only reason why they, and from Snake Suvim Boink Echad, we can't learn. They call Snake Suvim Boink Echad, Ein Milamdin. But that's the problem though. He says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka in Yibur and Yolomo says, Al Shneimu Omer Vivarach Hosam Elokim, Vayom Alhem Elokim in Puravu. He says that women are also obligated in Puravu, so Ma'iklam Emar. So then, what are you going to say? You don't have Snake Suvim, you only have one pasuk of Talmud Torah that says women are exempt from Mitzvah Sashay Shaloh as Mangrama. They should be exempt from all Mitzvah Sashay Shaloh as Mangrama. So he says, no. He says, Mishum Dahavi Talmud Torah Pidjon Haben. Because I have Talmud Torah and Pidjon Haben, which women are Paturos from. And there, that becomes a shnei k'suvim abayim ke'echad. The kol shnei k'suvim abayim ke'echad ein melamdin. And therefore, all shnei k'suvim abayim ke'echad ein melamdin. Because I just brought a different tupsukim, not Talmud Torah and Puravu, but Talmud Torah and Pidjon Haben. Okay. So then he says, "Well, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka." But just we'll leave it here. This last question. We'll stop here. We'll stop here. We're going to ask this. This keeps on going. Okay, so we'll stop here. Good. Have a good day. Omer. What? Russell Kirsch Barclays.